Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Dennis, Bill, and Alan are here to wish you a happy holiday season because we don't have a show this week.
Sure we do. The show is
This is about, the show.
This is the show. And the show's about Christmas.
Merry Christmas and happy Chaka Khan.
Time of Chaka Khan. Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Oh, no, happy Hanukkah to her. God. To our Jewish friends.
Whatever holidays tradition that you celebrate.
That's right. Whatever.
Hopefully
you do,
Dennis has offended you. And if he hasn't, let us know so we can make sure we get it right.
Give
next
us a minute.
Time.
He ain't done.
No.
No, but seriously, considering this is 2020 has been a turd of a year, I hope the end of your year turns out really well and things are starting to look up with the vaccine and everything. So, y'all hang tight, put on your damn mask, and shut the fuck up. I mean, Merry Christmas.
Well, that we'll be next week. We'll be having our year end show. We're just going to see how bad this year was. We're going to break it down.
He says we're going to break it down, and we're going to be just as unprepared as we always are.
I'm like, yeah. I'm not sure what that means.
I tell you what, though, I am going to do though. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to go ahead and probably drop $39 on the Kiss show. I'm curious. I'm just curious. So I'm going to do it.
I'll be over there by 11:30. I'm kidding.
Yeah. If we were coming in town, I'd join you, but
yeah, I mean, I don't care. Guys want to, I don't care.
Yeah. We're not coming.
Yeah. You're not going. So I guess I'll get your records to you at some point.
Well, we'll talk about that afterwards. After we get finished here.
Gotcha.
There's a plan.
There's a plan. Okay.
There's a plan in the works.
Cool. Yeah. I just hope everybody has a safe holiday and
Stay healthy.
Stay healthy and wear your mask when you need to and when you're supposed to and all that kind of crap. And you don't have to like it. Nobody likes it. If you liked it, we'd be doing that been doing that for 100 years. So there you go.
Yeah. Kelly did get her. Did you get your shot?
I have not gotten my vaccine yet. I'm waiting for my frontline peeps to go. So I've got mine scheduled for January 8th or something like that. So
we had hers on Saturday, first shot.
Yeah.
And the chick hit her way up on the arm and got her bruised. And it's like, I mean, you wouldn't, there's no way. I don't know.
Well, I don't think you don't get it the same place you get the flu shot. I think they want it up a little higher is what I understand. So yeah,
it wasn't as high as our other friends and it, you know, of course it said it was a fairly good size and needed long.
Sounds
needles.
Like whoever did it didn't know what they were doing.
That's kind of what we're thinking. But no, she had no adverse reaction to it whatsoever. Just a little sore on her arm.
That is very good
and
news.
And so she's, you know, and so far I think Deaconess, there's nobody's had any issues down there. So.
Oh, from the vaccine.
From the vaccine so far.
Yeah.
There's been quite a few.
Yeah, there's been no report. Today they were talking about there's been no reported issues.
Alaska was the one guy had an anaphylactic, I guess that's what
anaphylactic
it is.
Anaphylactic.
It's not a word. It's not a medical word at all.
They had an Aflac moment. They turned into a duck. No.
I was going to say, he's using words that my phone autocorrects to.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what mine does.
It was that. They said completely Chicago. They said in Chicago, too, they shut it. There were 4 people that had a little bit of reaction to it, and then they shut it down. But then it was – and Kelly told me, though, she said, too, that – a lot of it's just a reaction from people being so stressed out. It's one of those things where they almost kind of they flip out because it's the stress of it. You know what I'm saying? It's a, what do you call it?
I don't know.
There's a word for it.
I've not have heard of any actual.
It's not anaphylactic or
no. It's not Aflac either. That no, like I said, Christmas is going to be different this year for us. Also, we're not going to be seeing our family. My mom and dad are going to do a drive by. Hopefully, the gun won't be loaded. And, I hope I've been good all year. Let's see.
Speaking of drive bys, after we're done recording, I have something to show you guys.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to see if you can see this. This is my little Christmas celebration thing I got going on over here with my.
There you go.
There's
that's
my
pretty slick.
Your Gene Nutcracker.
Yeah, my Gene Nutcracker and my tree.
Cool.
So you can see the thing over there going on. There you go. All right. whip her back around here so you can see my
whip her back around.
Oh, a light on the Christmas.
Speaking of Kiss related stuff, Peter Criss and Richie Scarlett just did a song that they released. Yeah. The Catman and the Emperor.
Also, John Reagan played bass on that too.
Yeah. Huh, I haven't listened to it yet, but
I listened to it. It's
okay. I've heard some. It's better than I expected. Reviews. So
yeah, I heard it.
I just didn't haven't gotten it. Around to doing it yet.
I listened to it at work on my phone, kind of like this, you know, one of those things. So I haven't listened to it at full fidelity.
Who's doing the vocals?
Richie
Scarlett.
Okay. And but yeah, no, it's not that bad. It's and John, like I said, John's the one that posted it. And
I'm pretty sure as soon as it's officially available, it'll be a fresh cut on A to Z Radio, thanks to our good friend Bill Elam.
Cool. But yeah, and then Peter's birthday was it today or yesterday?
Birthday is yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
75.
75.
And 75. He old. Samuel L. Jackson is 72 today, motherfucker.
He's motherfucking 72.
Snakes on a plane.
What a Christmas tree. What a Christmas show this is.
it's an AORP Christmas show. This is
National Lampoon's Ages of Rock.
Something like that.
Yeah, no
shit. We just need Cousin Eddie to get up here and blow
up. Yeah, I imagine that'll happen probably for us Christmas Eve. We'll probably watch, because Christmas Day, I always watch The Christmas Story.
I'll say we watch that one on Christmas Eve.
Because, you know, they run TBS runs at what? It's 24
hours. 24
hours.
We'll catch
it at some point. But then we'll watch, I'm sure we'll watch Christmas Vacation. Yeah. Or Christmas Vacation. And what's the other one? Elf. I'm sure. I've watched Elf already like twice.
I've seen that like twice in my life, and that's twice too many.
I really like that.
That's one of my favorites.
I like Will Ferrell, but that's one of the movies that he did that was just too much for me.
Really?
Did you like
Anchorman? There's a lot of other movies that he's done that I can't stand. That's funny. It's funny.
No, interesting. I like it. Yeah, I do. But anyway. So we've just been all over the place with this. Christmas ditty.
Pretty much for not being an episode.
For not being an episode, right?
It's kind of episode. We've actually made it long enough now that it can be considered an episode, right?
Where are we at? We at 15 minutes?
We're cursed. Probably
more like at 7 minutes. Don't give yourself too much credit, Bill.
Yeah, let's see.
Lisa will rat you out.
We talked about Kiss. We cursed, and I offended some people. So that's a pretty
lengthy episode. Actually,
on that note, happy holidays, everyone. See you next week.
Merry Christmas.